With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Trump says he wants five new Republican congressional districts in Texas.
With an eye toward the 2026 midterm elections, the president said he wants Texas state lawmakers to create new congressional districts to boost the Republican Party.
It's a very simple redrawing. We pick up five seats.
He said they could gain additional GOP-friendly districts around the country, but that Texas will be the biggest one. This week, state lawmakers will meet in a special session to discuss redistricting. Greg Clugston, The White House.
President Trump wants Senate Majority Leader John Thune to keep the Senate at work through what is traditionally a late summer recess. Barney Bennett has this report.
Mr. Trump took to Truth Social to send a message to Leader Thune. He wrote, quote, "Hopefully the very talented John Thune, fresh off our many victories over the past 2 weeks, and indeed for 6 months, will cancel August recess in order to get my incredible nominees confirmed." President Trump continued, "We need them badly. Several high-profile nominees are at stake. Emily Bove, a lawyer for the Justice Department, is up for a judgeship on the federal court, and Jeanine Pirro, a former Fox News host, the top federal prosecutor in D.C. President Trump has encouraged Congress to keep up with the pace he established since taking office in January. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Hundreds of thousands of documents from the Martin Luther King Jr. assassination files are released by the Trump administration. Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard says the documents detail the FBI's investigation into the assassination, discussion of potential leads, information about assassin James Earl Ray's former cellmate, and more. Gabbard says President Trump's earlier executive order paved the way for files on former President John F. Kennedy, Senator Robert F. Kennedy, and Dr. King to be released. King was fatally shot in Memphis on April 4th, 1968, at the age of 39. This is SRN News. A troubling report from the Netherlands.
It has to do with physician-assisted suicide, which has been legal in the country for some time. According to the government's most recent survey, there were about 10,000 deaths by assisted suicide in 2021. What's even more troubling about that, though, is that 517 of those deaths were classified as, quote, ending of life without explicit request, meaning that doctors in the Netherlands took the lives of over 500 people who had not actually requested suicide. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Texas Attorney General has sued an adult swimming program after two men were allowed to compete in the women's division at a meet this spring in San Antonio, with one placing first in several events. The suit says the U.S. Masters swimming undermined the trust of consumers because other swimmers faced an unfair disadvantage in the spring nationals. Attorney General Ken Paxton issued a statement saying that U.S. Masters swimming deprived female participants an opportunity. This is SRN News. Stocks move higher.
Stocks edged up to more records on Wall Street, kicking off a week full of profit updates from big U.S. companies. The S&P 500 rose 0.1% Monday, squeaking past the all-time high it set on Thursday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average slipped 19 points. That's less than 0.1%. Gains for several big tech stocks helped the Nasdaq Composite add 0.4% to its record. Verizon helped lead the gains after reporting profits that came in ahead of forecasts. Verizon rose 4%. Other big companies slated to report their results this week include Google parent company Alphabet, Coca-Cola, and Tesla. Seth Sutel, New York.
SpaceX now targeting Tuesday for the launch of two satellites into orbit. Monday's Falcon 9 launch was scrubbed just seconds before liftoff from Cape Canaveral, Florida. The Cosby Show actor Malcolm Jamal Warner has died at the age of 54. Reports say that he drowned in Costa Rica. More details at srnnews.com.